KSL News Radio. KSL's live team coverage, the search for Susan Powell, begins now.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 61 degrees.
Good speeds and traffic flowing from Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, Life with Josh Powell. Documents released by West Valley Police this week shed light on just how controlling he really was with Susan.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams begins our live team coverage with the latest uncovered revelations. Andrew?
Amanda, our deep dive shows what families and family and friends of Susan have been claiming. Josh was extremely controlling, especially with money. One person told police Josh wouldn't let Susan pay tithing and she had to create her own checking account to provide food for her kids. Another said when going to a fast food restaurant, Josh would order a combo while he'd make Susan buy one thing off the dollar menu. Powell apparently had a temper over money that was felt by more than just Susan. A dealer at the Montego Bay Resort and Casino in Wendover told police Josh was a regular at his poker table and had never seen anyone get that mad over losing a hand. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Jailhouse letters from Steve Powell to his children are among thousands of pages of documents released by West Valley City Police this week. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley continues our live team coverage.
One letter in particular stands out. Steve Powell wrote it to his daughter Alina in February, the day after his son Michael committed suicide. Powell expresses no grief, but instead talks about his belief the government slipped Michael's psychotropic drugs. At the center of this supposed conspiracy is Susan's father, Chuck Cox, who Powell thinks is tied to shady government agents in part by the LDS faith. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Steve Powell is serving time on voyeurism charges. He's eligible for release next week, but won't leave custody until Washington state authorities approve a release plan.
KSL's top national story this hour. The cleanup begins today in Moore, Oklahoma. While we're hearing amazing stories of survival, some say the federal government could have done more to keep people safe. Our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, begins with Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, a while back, the feds offered to build safe rooms in some schools to keep kids protected from storms like this. Well, the two schools in Moore that took a direct hit, neither of them had a safe room. Seven students in Plaza Towers Elementary were killed. This girl, she was inside the school as the storm passed right over.
The roof came off, and then I looked up, and there was a tornado. I saw it swirling, and then I saw wood and stuff swirling around.
The death toll still stands at 24, with nine of them children. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
A Utah doctor working at OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City says many of the people coming in for treatment are covered in mud and suffering from minor scrapes, but others have major injuries.
Very deep and severe lacerations or people that were struck with blunt objects like bricks and flying debris and other people that had impaled objects like sharp sticks and things that were in their legs or arms.
Dr. Ryan Erickson says he's also seeing a lot of skull fractures and broken bones.
The National Weather Service says the tornado was at the top of the scale, an EF5. ABC News weather editor Sam Champion continues our live team coverage.
One of the big signs is that you look at it and there are just little pieces of debris removed from the scene. The scene is almost wiped clean. It looks like someone washed the place. And that's the damage of an EF5.
He says the winds of an EF5 start at 200 miles an hour, but there's no end to how high those winds can go.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Immigration reform is one step closer to becoming a reality. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved the proposed reforms by a vote of 13-5. Utah Senator Hatch was the key Republican vote.
Thus far, the authors of the legislation have shown a willingness to work with us to address our concerns. That being the case, as I said previously, I will vote to report this bill out of the committee and proudly do so.
The committee passed the bill after adopting a compromise amendment from Senator Hatch dealing with visas for highly skilled foreign workers.
The head of the IRS division that targeted conservative groups says she'll go to today's hearing in the House, but she will not testify. Lois Lerner says she will invoke her constitutional right against self-incrimination. Yesterday's hearing revealed the IRS does know which employee changed the rules, but so far that person has not been named publicly.
A federal court says Arizona's ban on certain abortions is unconstitutional. Arizona passed a law banning abortions after 20 weeks unless it's a medical emergency. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says viability is at 24 weeks, so a woman has a right to end a pregnancy before that.
Provo forms a task force to hopefully cut down on panhandling, and city officials are coming up with creative ways to curtail professional begging. Cleon Wall explains live from the KSL 24-hour News Center. Cleon?
Amanda, Provo Mayor John Curtis says people are always going to panhandle, but he tells the Provo Daily Herald they want to take the profitability out of it. The task force has talked about requiring a business license or having panhandlers pay taxes. The group is also considering an ordinance making it illegal to take money through a car window. A lot of people are looking for a handout on Center Street. Provo Police hopes the ideas will hamper professional beggars' efforts. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
How Fisher House is helping veterans. I'm Heather Kelly.
Looks like a pretty smooth commute so far. We'll check it coming up on the 9.
KSL News Time with Grant and Amanda, 6:05.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here.
What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
Oklahoma. Let's do something to help. Go to KSL.com and click on KSL Cares Utah Shares. Please help with KSL News Radio.
Okay, coming up at 6:15.
Siri is about to get a super competitor. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
Salt Lake County is a step closer to recognizing same-sex unions. They gave it a unanimous preliminary vote of support. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
Council members want to create a mutual commitment registry so that gays and lesbians might receive any county benefits usually afforded to heterosexual couples. They must be adults who share a common financial obligation and declare their union. Council members say they're providing security for same-sex couples without violating marriage laws and expect the registry to be cost neutral. They hope to vote on it on June 4th. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County Council will not release the records in the police shooting death of a woman in West Valley City last year. Attorneys for Danielle Willard appealed to the council after the district attorney decided not to release those records. They say the release of documents could compromise the investigation.
As Memorial Day approaches, Utah is opening two new veterans nursing homes in central and southern Utah. Meanwhile, in Salt Lake City, the Fisher House sees the need growing. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Utah opened its first Fisher House in January 2012, and it is running very close to max capacity. Chairman Ken Fisher says all over the country, these houses are supporting military families.
Salt Lake City is operating at almost full capacity, so that's a 20-room house, so that's got to be at least 40 people a day, 20 families.
Fisher says the foundation provides comfort homes built on the grounds of military and VA medical centers. The housing is free for military children and spouses of fallen and disabled veterans. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Andy Farnsworth is in the KSL Traffic Center. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Grant. Looking at a nice drive this morning, too. Excellent speeds, dry roads, and really light traffic overall.
on I-15, all between Provo and Salt Lake City. Watching Bangor Highway fill in about the normal rate, but nothing crazy there. 21st South Freeway, 215 West Belt, same story, Ricky.
And he's seeing really light traffic over to the east on I-215's Belt Route, as well as I-80 coming from Parley's Canyon, hitting the valley floor over to I-15, southbounders in Davis County. That's where I've seen some busy traffic coming from the north. You're going to see it scattered in spots between Roy and Clearfield all the way to the North Interchange in North Salt Lake. Spring into money with Utah Gold Buyers. Sell your gold, silver, or diamond jewelry to Utah Gold Buyers. UtahGoldBuyer.com or visit them at one of eight locations, the newest in Logan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL. With the center, we get south winds blowing a little bit today, and that's going to make it a warmer day. Today should go above 80 this afternoon, and then a front kind of settles over the Wasatch Front later today. Partly cloudy, 82. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's 61 downtown.
The Memorial Day weekend is coming up. A lot of people will be leaving on Thursday. Even more people will be leaving on Friday. So Thursday and Friday afternoon with Scott and Maria will have triple team traffic for you to help you get out, because there'll be a lot of people waving at you on the freeways as you head, you know, north or south.
And the last thing you want is to get in your car. You're all ready to go. You're all packed. And then you're stuck for an hour on the freeway.
You don't like that.
That is not a good way to start.
You hate that.
Yeah.
So triple team traffic Thursday and Friday afternoon with Scott and Maria on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
We love our AT&T phones, and right now they're on sale. And let me just tell you about the price real quickly here. You can get half off the newest smartphones like the HTC One 32 gig phone. We have those phones.
HTC One is the most awesome phone.
It's just such a great phone. Best phone I've ever had. Samsung Galaxy S4 16 gig or the BlackBerry Z10. Now they're $99.99 when you trade in your current smartphone.
And if you're an AT&T customer here in Ogden or this area, we've got some great news for you. AT&T has been ranked number one in Ogden by RootMetrics, which is an independent third-party research company.
They tested overall call, text, and data performance across the area. AT&T came out on top.
So now you know that not only do you have the cool phone, but you have the best service, too. So yeah. Visit an AT&T store today. Click on att.com/Ogden or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offers, select locations, in-store only. Subject to change, pay $199.99 with a two-year agreement. With minimum monthly voice and data plan, and use $100 savings from qualified trade-in 3 years or newer.
Limit one special offer savings use per device purchase. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit a store for offer details. Ranking based on RootMetrics Ogden Root Score Report, May 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit RootMetrics.com.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions, including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Alpine school bus drivers are up in arms because of a cut in hours. The school district says they have to do it because of the new health care law. I'm KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Utah's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force is ready to head to Oklahoma if needed. They have special training that qualifies its members for situations exactly like the disaster there, searching the remains of buildings for any survivors.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Watching very light traffic patterns overall on I-15 and most of the city streets. Things filling in at a typical rate, but you're still at the speed limit everywhere I can see. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warmer today, 82 and partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 62 downtown.
A Utah man says he survived a ferocious grizzly attack 19 years ago because he was inspired to play dead. It prompted the bear to lose interest. Doctors were amazed that the grizzly's claws didn't sever major arteries in Michael Dunn's neck, wrists, and legs.
Life is precious and it's short, and I want to get out and experience all these incredible things. And so jumped right back into marathons and ultra-marathons and to be at Kona.
Now Dunn hopes to be picked for a contest to compete in the Kona Ironman Triathlon. It is the toughest in the world.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. IBM's supercomputer Watson is becoming a customer service agent for you. The program called Ask Watson will answer any question you throw at it through smartphone apps, email, even texting. Ask Watson should be available within the next few months. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll go in depth on a tremendous reunion in the aftermath of the Oklahoma tornado.
KSL's top national story this hour. State and federal officials are coordinating disaster recovery as people who live in Moore, Oklahoma, try to salvage what they can after Monday's tornado. The fire chief says he is confident no more victims are under the rubble, but it is his goal to triple-check every house.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at KSL National News Desk.
So far, no more children have been found in the rubble of two elementary schools that were hit by Monday's EF5 tornado. Joshua Hornsby raced to the school to find his daughter, Janae, who survived.
There's no way to explain the anger and the sadness that I had all at one time.
Seven children died after the roof collapsed on top of them. Don't expect to hear a lot of incriminating evidence today when an IRS official takes the stand before a House committee. Lois Lerner plans to plead the fifth over the targeting of conservative groups. By the way, the last time the IRS was under major scrutiny like this, audits fell 50% the following year. L.A. has a new mayor. Eric Garcetti says he'll look at all of the city managers to see if any of them should be axed.
Very specific thing I'll do is I'll ask them all to reapply. I want to make sure that we have the best people who are focused on growing our economy.
The 42-year-old becomes L.A.'s youngest mayor in more than a century. Jodi Arias could find out today if she'll get the death penalty. She initially asked for the death penalty. Now she's had second thoughts.
I've caused them a lot of pain. I've caused my family a lot of pain. And I think that by asking for death, I'm only going to cause more pain to my family.
Arias was convicted last week of killing her ex-boyfriend. The trains are back up and running in Connecticut. A derailment last week meant headaches for some 30,000 people trying to get to the Big Apple. The tracks are fixed. Things, so far, moving smoothly. Know that theme song? Anybody? Talk to me.
Oh.
Come on.
Shoot.
Hold on.
It's very familiar.
Give it some time.
It's so familiar.
It's not coming back.
It's not coming. Help.
That's Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah. I watched this show.
Captain Kangaroo,
Mr.
We all watched that show.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
why
of course.
Am I hearing it now?
Because a bunch of props, costumes, and other collectibles from the show are being auctioned off.
This was all stored for decades up in Vermont. It was in a storage unit, and finally the family decided to part with it.
Nate Sanders, he's running the auction. He says some items are expected to go for as much as $50,000.
All right, well, go ahead and make a bid. I think it would enhance your workspace.
$20, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Okay. I like the music. It makes me happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Brian. One of the stories we're following this morning, and this is something that businesses are doing all over the country. The Alpine School District is cutting its staff back below 30 hours. Because they don't want to pay the health insurance.
That's right, the sequester.
How many people are doing that? I mean, so many businesses across the country are doing just that, but the employees are upset.
Man, they are.
More on that story coming up on KSL.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 8:19, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how are you this morning, Andy?
I'm doing well, Amanda. Looks like a good start going for people just getting ready or heading out the door or who may already be in their cars and come into the freeway. I don't see any slowdowns through Utah County. I don't even see a whole lot of traffic on the freeway yet. Salt Lake Valley, your usual stuff starting to build up as you head through Sandy and a little bit near 33rd South, but certainly nowhere approaching delays. Ricky?
Andy, it looks like traffic has eased up a little bit in Clearfield, Layton, and Kaysville, and more of your busier traffic for southbounders on I-15 coming in from the north will be scattered between Farmington, thereby the Highway 89 merge into North Salt Lake, approaching the Beck Street overpass. Legacy Parkway, that's been in good shape this morning. You've got a light commute from the Weave down to I-215. Clearfield City, the city that has it made, including products manufactured by Lifetime Products, practical to playful products for shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, gardening, or kayaking. Lifetime and Clearfield City have it made for you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Really nice weather ahead as we get closer to that first three-day weekend of summer, or at least the unofficial kickoff to summer. Partly cloudy, a bit windy today with the south wind, 82 the high. Partly cloudy and 75 tomorrow, 70s and dry on Friday. On Saturday, mostly sunny and near 80. It looks great. Low 80s Sunday, nice and warm and mostly sunny. Mix of sun and clouds, a touch cooler on the holiday into the 70s. Partly cloudy Tuesday in 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake right now, beautiful morning, 62 degrees.
Oklahoma tornado.
This was the storm of storms.
Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
One of the most moving reunions from the aftermath of the Oklahoma tornado involves two neighbors who met at a demolished school.
Good morning, America's Robin Roberts interviewed first responder Jim Ralton and first grader Hezekiah Darbin about the hug seen around the world in a photo.
When we got to the school, it was pretty much chaos and destruction. And people were just running in all directions, trying to find their children. It was really a surreal event.
I can only imagine. And Hezekiah, when you came up and you saw your neighbor, Big Dog, what did you feel at that moment, Hezekiah?
Well, I was so happy that I saw him, and I didn't know that he was coming. I thought my mom and dad were going to be the first ones, but I didn't know that he was coming.
Yeah, and your mom and dad wanted to be there, but they were so far away they couldn't get there in time, but Big Dog was there. And what was that reunion like for you, Jim?
It was very special. When we came on the scene and to see everything, all the devastation, and I needed that hug as much as he did, and he was wasn't hurt, wasn't scratched, bruises, or anything like that, and just by the grace of God that they all made it out safe.
Well, boy, those stories are so heartwarming.
The hug scene around the world.
Yeah, juxtapose the devastation and the sadness that is there.
Right.
That is, of course, Robin Roberts. Good morning, America.
The meeting in Dallas of the Boy Scouts of America begins today. It continues tomorrow. The vote on whether to allow gay scouts will take place tomorrow. And, of course, we'll report on it here on KSL News Radio.
This portion of the news sponsored by Brent Brown Auto, Brent Brown Triple Play. Triple your down on any full-size Tundra and get a little giant ladder.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. For example, every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And when you say to your child,
"Good job, son,"
you get double deposits. And the more you ask, the more you put away. And it's good advice to... excuse me. And it's good advice to have... Stop that! And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Thank you. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Thanks, Dad. I think you're right.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints,
visit us at Mormon.org.
Utah's money, supermarket chain Kroger has a new app. The country's largest chain launched an electronic version of its customer loyalty card. Shoppers can download coupons, renew prescriptions, and create a shopping list.
Greenwich, Connecticut would like you to be a resident, but only if you have $190 million. The most expensive house in the U.S. is now on the market. The estate spans 50 acres of waterfront and includes a 75-foot heated pool.
Have you seen the pictures?
No.
Beautiful. Oman is buying in the United States. The Middle Eastern country plans to buy $2.1 billion air defense systems, buying from the United States. An American manufacturer, Raytheon, is hoping to make that deal. Secretary of State John Kerry thanked Oman for their decision to buy from the Massachusetts company.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment and see what the markets are
doing.
You're
laughing at me.
$190 million. I'm just still there. Okay. Checking the markets. We are all in the green. Dow futures up 30, S&P is up 4.5, and the Nasdaq is up 10.5.
We are still covering the aftermath of the devastation near Oklahoma City because of that tornado. It has been upgraded to an EF5, and just...
astounding.
Just unbelievable descriptions of the damage, but heartwarming stories too. And
yes,
we have the coverage for you coming up with team coverage on the bottom of the hour on KSL News Radio.
We can do more than grieve.
The Moore Medical Center is completely leveled.
Utahns are joining together to help those who are suffering, rebuilding.
A mile-wide tornado ripped through the town of Moore.
At least 51 people were killed.
There's power lines down, there's hurt children.
Go to KSL.com. Look for the words, KSL Cares, Utah Shares.
Oklahoma needs to get everything that it needs right away.
And give with KSL TV, KSL.com, and KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
McGregor, mortgages made simple. For a free mortgage quote, call Fink and McGregor, 264-9494.
KSL News Time, 629. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to the Traffic Center, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we're looking really good from everything I can see so far. Pretty light traffic in both directions of I-15 in Utah County and the northbound drive through the Salt Lake Valley. I haven't seen any slow spots, even at 106th, 90th, or 7200 South. They're all looking good. Ricky?
Andy, for those coming in from the north, it's been a delay-free drive. Most of the busier traffic I'm seeing on southbound I-15 is going to be scattered in spots between the Highway 89 merge in Farmington through North Salt Lake to the east. It's a quiet commute, very light traffic on the east belt of I-215 as well as I-80. Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show. Phone 801-264-2614. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL with the center. Mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon. Mostly sunny early, 82 the high, and a south wind going. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 62 degrees.
Still enjoying a crash-free commute. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. We're beginning to learn just how powerful that storm was that devastated the town of Moore, Oklahoma.
It released an amount of energy that some say dwarfed the power of an atomic bomb. Brian Martin begins our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, by now we've heard this thing was an EF5 with winds up to 210 miles per hour, the most violent winds on Earth. Now meteorologists say the energy released by the storm ranged from 8 to 600 times the power of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. They based it on the energy measured in the air, then also looked at the size and duration of the storm. Everything in its path was destroyed. Rescue crews didn't even have street signs to try to find their way through neighborhoods. At least 24 people were killed, 9 of them children. Some people are, though, beginning to return to their homes to survey the damage. ABC's Stephen Portnoy continues our live team coverage.
As she climbed onto the ruins of the home her grandmother built, Tracy Steffen found the most valuable item she owned.
Tell me, Tracy, what'd you just find?
My oldest daughter's first birthday pictures.
And buried under what used to be a closet, her puppy, Phoenix.
Honestly, I knew she would be at the house. She's extremely loyal. It's just a matter of finding her.
Tracy calls the loss of her home a fresh start.
We didn't lose anything. We have each other. And now all of our animals.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Moore, Oklahoma.
I'm KSL's Andrew Adams.
That's a mile. It threw a mile.
Tyson Povey, in shock in this YouTube video he posted, his red car was mangled and hucked long distance by the massive tornado and more.
Oh my gosh.
Povey and his wife are from Utah. He played for the Ogden Raptors. While just a few former Utahns were caught in the devastation, a lot of Utahns have been motivated to help. A KSL telethon yesterday raised $60,000 in disaster relief, and first responders here are on the ready. Utah's Task Force 1 has not been called into duty yet, though. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The damage caused by the twister hits home to several celebrities. Country superstar Toby Keith grew up in Moore, and his sister's house was damaged. He's putting together a benefit concert, and Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder has donated $1 million already to help families in that area.
A 15-year-old boy is flown to Primary Children's Medical Center after being hit by a truck towing a trailer. North Park Police Sergeant John Talisano says the boy was trying to cross State Road 92.
There was a vehicle in the inside lane of travel that saw him attempting to cross and had stopped, but the driver of the truck was in the outside lane of travel and could not see him because of the vehicle that had stopped.
That was State Road 91. Sergeant Italisano says there is no crosswalk at the intersection. The boy was listed in critical condition with serious head injuries.
The Utah Highway Patrol is investigating whether a medical condition caused a deadly crash on I-215 this week. Burton Stevens was pronounced dead at the scene after crashing into two other drivers just before the Legacy Highway split. They say there's no evidence Stevens braked before the crash.
Politics on KSL News Radio. There are a lot of unhappy bus drivers in the Alpine School District. That's because they are getting their hours cut due to the new federal health care law. We get that story from Cleon Wall live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Cleon?
Amanda, the part-time bus drivers have regularly worked over 30 hours a week, but they will now be capped at 27 and a half hours. If they work more, they deserve health benefits. And the Alpine School District tells the Daily Herald it will cost them over $4 million to provide that benefit. An official says they can't afford it. Bus drivers griped to district officials yesterday. One woman says she's a single mother of three and is barely getting by. She says she will now have to look for another job or she will lose her house. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. Newly released documents show the Justice Department has been targeting Fox News. They seized phone records associated with several Fox News lines as part of a leak investigation. This comes after it was revealed that the Justice Department secretly traced a Fox News reporter.
A convicted killer could find out today whether she'll be getting the death penalty. The same Arizona jury that convicted Jodi Arias of murder is still deliberating her sentence. In an interview with ABC's Ryan Owen, she sent a message to the family of her murdered ex-boyfriend.
He didn't use the word "I'm sorry," and they've expressed to me that they wanted to hear that.
Wow. Well, then I'm sorry I didn't say that, because certainly I am sorry. I think in a sense, the words "I'm sorry" just seem meaningless, especially since nobody believes what I'm saying anyway.
Arias says she's caused her family a lot of pain, and by asking for the death penalty, she would only cause her family more pain.
Utah's morning news continues. No lottery luck for the Utah Jazz.
Freeway traffic just sailing along. No delays, no accidents. Good time to be on the roads.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Let's join together and help our friends who are rebuilding Oklahoma. Go to KSL.com and find KSL Cares Utah Shares. We can help at KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 6:45, immigration reform passes out of a Senate committee. But what about all those amendments? We'll speak live with Utah Senator Mike Lee.
And the news is sponsored by Mountainland Design. Discover, experience, compare Mountainland Design. Choose the perfect appliances, plumbing, hardware for your perfect kitchen and bath. KSL News Time is 6:37.
A new survey shows 1 in 5 recent graduates are failing job interviews. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has more.
Hiring executives told the HR Policy Association that texting, taking calls, and speaking informally during the job interview topped their list of complaints for recent graduates. Employment experts say too many millennials spend so much time online, they don't know how to act in a face-to-face professional setting.
Hiring executives say bad job interviews may cause them to hold off making a hiring decision.
A watchdog group says sunscreen may not be as effective as advertised. Environmental Working Group says out of the 750 sunscreens it analyzed, only a quarter of them protect people from the sun adequately. The group says most people do not need more than an SPF 30 and look for zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Those protect against both UVA and UVB rays.
The ping pong balls didn't bounce the Utah Jazz's way at last night's NBA draft lottery. KSL's Jason Shepard has details.
The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the odds and won the NBA draft lottery last night as the league determined the order for next month's NBA draft. Now, the Utah Jazz will have the 14th pick in the lottery, as well as the 21st selection in the first round and the 46th pick in round number two. This year's NBA draft will be held on June 27th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Jason Shepard, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, it's been a pretty quiet commute to start things off. No accidents along I-15 that I can see. And there's certainly nothing approaching delays at all between Spanish Fork and Salt Lake City. As you head north, the West Belt, 21st South Freeway in Salt Lake County, also looking good from everything I can see. Ricky?
Andy, pretty quiet over to the east in Parley's Canyon. And then if you're traveling westbound coming in from Parley's to head over to I-15, you've got a good drive there. Southbounders in Davis County, still some spots of busy traffic. Most of that is going to be between the Highway 89 merge from Farmington headed into North Salt Lake. Highway 89, Legacy Parkway, both in good shape this morning. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey. The most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. We're going to look for the winds from the south to start to pick up, and that should make an even warmer day today. Plenty of sun early, some afternoon clouds. All in all, partly cloudy. 82, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, downtown, it is 62 degrees, and it looks like a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. But you'll want to stay tuned every morning to Utah's Morning News at 19 and 49 past the hour. We'll have the 7-day forecast, because we know you're getting out of town, most of you, many of you, lucky devils. So you can get that 7-day forecast. Looking forward to the long weekend. That's coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM every morning on Utah's News Traffic and Weather Station.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill. Look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets. Talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
UCCU.com.
Doug Wright.
This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Letters released this week from Susan Powell's father-in-law show Steve Powell believes there is a conspiracy against his family. He also says the government doped up his son before he killed himself.
Other local stories we're following. People driving through Provo may have noticed a protest downtown yesterday. It was a group of people protesting the IRS. They held signs saying it's time for government corruption to end.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Traffic still in good shape, whether you're heading north to Salt Lake from Utah County or heading south through Davis County. Nothing to slow you down, and even the city streets seem accident-free so far. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warmer today with the south wind going, partly cloudy and 82. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And right now, downtown, 62 degrees.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis now from the political world. Here's KSL News Radio's Is it Ethan Miller today?
I believe so.
This week, Apple CEO Tim Cook testified before a Senate committee on the company's offshore cash reserves and whether that kind of operation is even fair. Senator McCain was there.
Can you understand there's a perception of unfair advantage here, Mr. Cook?
Sir, I see this as a very complex topic that I'm glad that we're having the discussion. But honestly speaking, I don't see it as being unfair. I am not an unfair person. That's not who we are as a company or who I am as an individual. So I would not preside over that, honestly.
And he had something else on his mind.
I thank you. I'm out of time. What I really wanted to ask is why the hell I have to keep updating the apps on my iPhone all the time and why you don't fix that. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, we're trying to make them better all the time.
Senator McCain uses an iPhone, but apparently not very well. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Immigration reform passed a key hurdle this week by passing the Senate Judiciary Committee.
But it does have some vocal opponents. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Senator Mike Lee. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Vote was 13-5. You and four other Republicans voted against it. Senator Hatch voted for it. What was your main reason for voting against it?
Well, I think that most of what the bill does is laudable in the sense that we desperately need to enhance our border security measures. We really need a long overdue visa modernization. Our visa system is way behind the times, and it needs to evolve to reflect changing economic circumstances. And we, of course, need to address the needs of the 11 million people who are here illegally, but I think it needs to be done in a proper sequence. I tried to change the bill in several ways that would have made it more acceptable could have allowed me to consider voting for it at the end of the day, but those amendments were not adopted. One of those would have said that Congress ought to have the final say rather than the Secretary of Homeland Security in deciding when the legalization, when the pathway to citizenship program begins. But as the bill is written, it gives broad discretion to the executive branch of government to decide when that program begins. And I think that ought to be up to Congress, especially given the experience we had last time where Congress said, okay, we're going to legalize those who are here illegally. Once we do that, then we're going to secure the border and everything's going to be fine. This won't happen again. Well, that never happened. So I want to avoid us making the same mistake this time around, and I'm afraid that this bill does that.
You said, Senator, that we desperately need to address the border situation. Is it ever possible to address that in a perfect way? And if this is an imperfect way, shouldn't we have addressed it now?
Well, yeah. Look, it addresses it, and I have no doubt but that good things will come of it. That isn't my gripe with this bill. My gripe with the bill is that we are starting with the pathway to legalization without Congress having the final word on it, without Congress being able to verify that the border is, in fact, adequately secure.
Is that something that an amendment down the road could revise?
It could. I think what you're asking is whether an amendment adopted on the floor could do that, and it certainly is possible. It doesn't appear that the Democrats who are in control of the Senate would allow that to happen at this point, but, you know, we'll keep trying. And if we can get the bill in a better form, then I could consider voting for it. But in its present form, I won't be voting for it on the floor.
You know, we talk a lot about the minority vote, Senator, and how Republicans need to address being more attractive to the minority vote. Are you concerned at all about your vote no in committee, that it would have a negative impact on that perception?
No, look, I made clear in every statement, in every amendment that I made, that I believe we are a nation of immigrants, and I want us always to be a nation of immigrants. And, you know, many of the amendments that I pushed would have made the bill even more friendly to immigrants, because it would have issued more visas. That's another concern I have with it, is that it simply doesn't call for the issuance of enough visas. And so over time, my fear is that we'll legalize this group, and over time, the disparity between our real economic need for immigrant and non-immigrant visas alike will not prove to be enough. And as a result, the disparity will cause an influx in more illegal immigration.
Senator, thank you for your time this morning. Senator Mike Lee joining us live on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 6:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to the Traffic Center and Andy Farnsworth.
Grant, nice drive going on I-15. We haven't seen any slowdowns at all from Point of the Mountain into Salt Lake City. Although traffic is filling in now, especially at 123rd, 114th South. In Utah County, the freeway in great shape both directions. Still waiting to see the first accident on the south end. Ricky?
Andy, drivers coming in from the north are looking at a nice, smooth ride southbound on I-15 through Weber County and Davis County, but you will still see patches of busy traffic, especially now between Parrish Lane and Centerville, headed into North Salt Lake there at Warm Springs Road. Over to the east, it's still a quiet and calm commute, I-80 and I-215 in the downtown city streets, problem-free. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the 7-day holiday weekend forecast.
The weather looks great, guys. Today, the south winds are going to blow. You'll notice that as you're heading into work. And the south winds are going to make things pretty warm pretty early for us. Highs in the low 80s again. So warming up, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, a bit breezy and cooler, partly cloudy and 75 for Thursday. Mix of sun and clouds and 70s on Friday as well. Then it warms up for the weekend. Looks great for the 3-day. Sunny and near 80 both Saturday and Sunday. The holiday, a lot of clouds and 70s. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, 62 downtown.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green THP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall on the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Color and curb appeal to your home is simple with Tri-City Nursery. Stop by and talk to the experts. See how you too can get creative with shrubs, trees, and perennials. That's Tri-City Nursery, Deseret Drive, Kaysville. Add some color to your home at Tri-City Nursery.
Everything you need to beautify your home, you'll find it here and it's locally grown. Get it where it grows. Tri-City Nursery.
In the investigation of Susan Powell, and there are some very surprising and disturbing bits of information. We will share that new information with you at the top of the hour.
And we watch Money News at 25 and 55. The Logan Lions Club has a thief in its den. The former treasurer for the Lions Club pled guilty to stealing $16,000 from the organization over a four-year period. A pretrial conference is set for next month.
The USDA recalling almost 6,200 pounds of chicken sent to Utah. The ready-to-eat grilled chicken breast strips are from Foster Farms, and they were produced on April 23rd. Inspectors found the chicken product contains wheat and soy. The allergen ingredients were not listed on the label.
U.S. onshore oil production is up by 2 million barrels a day. Utah and four other states account for 15% of that growth. But gas prices continue to rise, even though more oil than ever is flowing.
Well, the futures are all up right now. Looking at your money at this moment, the Dow futures are up 30. We like that. S&P 500 up 375, and the NASDAQ is up 850.
We'll take another look at your morning commute coming up in just a couple minutes.
Look at that day out there.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
KSL News Time, 656.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism. Or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Any problems this early, Andy?
I haven't seen any heading north at all. From Provo to Salt Lake City, we've had good speeds on I-15. Traffic filling in the usual heavy areas, but no actual delays appearing. And things pretty calm along Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, even the Mountain View Corridor, Ricky.
Andy, it's been a smooth ride all morning long southbound on I-15 coming from the north, from Ogden through Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley. You still have a little bit of busy traffic, especially between Centerville, Bountiful, and Woods Cross, but overall a problem-free commute. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, our weather forecast is for mostly sunny conditions, breezy today. 82 degrees our forecast high. If you're thinking about Memorial Day, 77 is what Grant Wayman is saying. That's very nice. That's perfect barbecue weather.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yep.
60. Are you cooking?
Oh, absolutely. 62 degrees downtown. Yeah, come on over.
Our colleagues went through these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents from West Valley in the Susan Powell case. What do you hear?
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL